Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. We'll be right back.
Good afternoon. Back with Mike Coates for the second hour of Swing Time. And my thanks to colleague John Yule for getting Swing Time, well, swinging. And with his usual collection mainly of 21st century jazz. My own rather earlier session included a drummer that I think you may have noticed on my opening track. And you would have been right, it was Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. The track was called United, and the musicians playing were Lee Morgan trumpet, Wayne Shorter tenor, Walter Bishop Jr. piano, with Jamie Merritt bass, and of course Art Blakey on drums. Obviously recorded at a time when Wayne Shorter had joined the Messengers, and I feel sometimes that this period is kind of put in the shadow sometimes when frequently we relate to earlier jazz messenger groups with the likes of Horace Silver and the likes of Moaning. A pity, I think, because the influence and musical excellence which Shorter brought to this group really made it quite exceptional. The inclusion this week of some unusual names in my playlist, I intend to include UB Blake and hopefully some Polish jazz from around 1958. But first of all, we're going to Newport, the Newport Jazz Festival of July 1958, with Dinah Washington. And she was able to bring together a pretty impressive backing group. Dinah Washington vocal, Herbie Green trombone, Don Elliott and Terry Gibbs both playing vibes, and there is a suggestion that actually Dinah herself took over on one of the instruments towards the end of her performance. Wynton Kelly was the trumpet player, Paul West bass, and another top-notch drummer, Mike Roach. So, recorded at the Newport Jazz Festival, Rhode Island, on the 6th of July 1958, All of Me.
All of me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see? I'm no good without you. Well, take my lips, 'cause I wanna lose them. Well, take my arms, 'cause I'll never use them. Oh, well, your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. Can I go on, dear, without you? Say you took the part that once was my heart. So I'd suggest, baby, that you come and get the rest of me. Thank you.
I wonder how Anita O'Day and Miss Washington got on together during that series of concerts, if indeed they did encounter each other. Miss Washington, well known as an individual who didn't take any prisoners. The dust had well settled on the entire Newport Jazz Festival when the loose conglomeration known as the Great Guitars started to put in an appearance. Fortunately, there were a number, in fact numerous recordings, with any number of a combination of the people known as the Great Guitars. I have opted today for certainly two favourites of mine, although there are other guitar players on this track, and they are Barney Kessel and Herb Ellis. So, the Great Guitars, I do have to list as Barney Kessel, Herb Ellis, Mundell Lowe, Charlie Bird, and a guest appearance of Larry Coryell. The bass player is Joan Goldsby, with Tim Horner at the drums. Here is the Mercer Ellington jazz standard, Things Ain't What They Used To Be. Thank you. Things ain't what they used to be. A trike which most probably will be heard again sometime in the future on Swing Time. The career choice of earning a living by playing jazz music is not renowned for the longevity of many of its participants. Some say that the working conditions had a lot to do with this. However, our next artist beat all the odds and clocked up 100 years. Ubi Blake, 7th of February 1883 to the 12th of February 1983. Here is a piano roll which he cut in March 1921 or thereabouts. However, the subject matter is not what you would expect from a Harlem Stride professor. He plays Boll Weevil Blues, a tune I would identify rather more with the Mississippi Delta than with a Harlem parlour. There may, however, be a hidden reason here. Allegedly, both Ubi's parents, at a very young age, had been slaves. Wow. Here's Ubi Blake. Thank you. I think it's fair to say you'll be Blake playing Boll Weevil Blues. A chance now to compare the trumpet styles of some leading brass men. All are contemporaries of each other, but each represents a different aspect of our music. Of course, over the years, what were once identifiable as specific styles of jazz have become rather more jumbled and much more merged. Rather than bring in the more modern players, I've restricted the number to three only trumpet players, quite well known, and I think they have an interesting comparison story to tell. The first of them, the first of the trumpet players, is a player who generally, certainly initially, slotted into the modern jazz or bop style of playing. It is Art Farmer, a trumpet player I have enthused about on Swing Time on several occasions. Here, Art Farmer plays mainly with Jim Hall, and they do a pretty good job, I think, on the ballad Embraceable You. Art Farmer playing flugelhorn, Jim Hall on guitar, of course, Steve Swallow, a renowned bass player, and Walter Perkins on drums. This was recorded in the Atlantic Recording Studios in New York City on the 1st of August 1963. Embraceable You. This is Swing Time, broadcasting on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here with the selections for this second hour. The next trumpet player I associate with small group swing sessions. He eventually settled in Europe, so it seems quite appropriate that our example should be recorded in a European city. The nominal tenor sax playing leader has experience playing in what quite a few jazz enthusiasts claim to be one of the best big bands ever. And I have to suggest to you that you might not make too much sense of the title. And brilliant as John and I are at resolving problems of this nature, we can't add anything, so I propose to announce it as it appears in the discography. The name of the album is Swinging in London, Ben Webster meets Bill Coleman. And the name of the track is Bill Coleman, which John and I agree doesn't seem to make a great deal of sense. But hey, who are we? So, the Ben Webster Bill Coleman group, Bill Coleman trumpet, of course, and Ben Webster tenor, of course, with a very interesting rhythm section lineup, which I'm sure has brought quite a lot of enjoyment to, shall we say, the more veteran Swing Time listeners. They are Fred Hunt on piano, Jim Douglas on guitar, Ronnie Ray on bass, and the Ooyah Ooyah man himself, Lenny Hastings, on drums. This was recorded in London on the 27th of April 1967. Again, Bill Coleman. said, that was taken from the Black Lion album, Swinging in London. The third trumpeter certainly found fame in the leading swing band of Count Basie. Although, as with Bill Coleman, that connection with smaller groups, mainly mainstream groups, which provided many jazz enthusiasts with the opportunity to hear some fine trumpet playing. It is, of course, Buck Clayton. And it's a small group that I'm playing featuring Buck Clayton on trumpet. The nominal leader is Vic Dickinson, who plays trombone, Herbie Hall on clarinet, Hal Singer tenor, Al Williams, not a particularly well-known piano player, with Danny Barker from New Orleans on guitar, Gene Ramey, a rather more modern bass player from this group, and an unknown drummer called Marquis Foster, not a name that crops up every 2 minutes. A recording made in New York City, supervised by the English jazz critic Albert McCarthy. It was recorded on the 28th of October. An example of a trumpet player playing another trumpet player's composition. This is Charlie Shaver's Undecided.
Thank you.
quite a mainstream aspect to my playlist this week. No apologies forthcoming, because I don't think they needed some excellent jazz there, and I hope you enjoyed the selection of the three certainly distinct trumpet players. Well, Tempus Fugit, as usual, and the little hand is almost on three, and the big hand is inching around to 12. So I think I shall hold off on the Polish jazz and certainly include it in next week's playlist. One name did crop up, though, that I saw as a leader whilst researching today's programme, and that was the name Charlie Rouse, a man who I certainly associate with Thelonious Monk. But in fact, Charlie has quite a listing with other groups, and on one occasion was the nominal leader playing some what you might call Latin American music. And so I'm going to include this track next. Before I do, though, this is Mike Coates saying thank you for listening to Swing Time today. I hope you enjoyed the selections that John and I came up with. And of course, as the saying goes, we'll be back next Tuesday at 1 p.m. on Sheffield Live 93.2 wavelength. And returning to Charlie Rouse, here is a group that he led, made up of Charlie Rouse on tenor, Kenny Burrell, and a lesser-known guitar player called Chauncey Lord Westbrook on guitar. Larry Gales is the bass player, William Bobo on drums, and the frequently present on Latin American tracks, Carlos Patato Valdez on congas. Rudy Van Gelder did the recording session in his Englewood Cliffs studio in New Jersey on the 16th of November 1961. Here is Samba de Ofeo.